If any of the projects or processes inside of your business feel nebulous and hard to nail down, or you end your days like I did, chasing my tail with nothing to show for it, you will actually be amazed at how the simple task of listing out steps can make even the biggest projects materialize right in front of you.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Have you been in that what the heck can I streamline mode for your business too? I get it. This season is challenging in so many ways, and I've been finding myself pushing my work hours more than I have in years and constantly racking my brain to find valuable, lasting ways to help people in this season. There's a lot to carry right now for every business owner, heck, for every single person, and making the right decisions right now feels more important than ever. But sometimes the right call is the most simple and the effective shifts, those little swaps or upgrades that can make a world of a difference. For so many of us right now, that's looked like just finding these bite-sized ways to simplify the workday. Have you heard that Benjamin Franklin saying that goes, "For every minute spent in organizing, an hour is earned"? It's so true that just setting up systems and really pinpointing ways to tighten up your business's practices can save you immense loads of time down the line. One of my favorite ways to do this is simply by creating workflows, also known formally in the business world as SOPs, or standard operating procedures. Now, don't freak out if this term is brand new to you. I'll tell you this funny story about how my business coach dropped this acronym on a call, and I literally had no idea what he was referring to. But once I broke it down, I realized that he was encouraging me to lock down my workflows and my processes so that they could easily be handed off to someone on my team or repeated over and over again to reach the same branded results. In this episode, I'm going to break down exactly what actions I took in my business, but more importantly, why having standard operating procedures and workflows are so important and how you can begin to create them for yourself today too. Let me tell you, I am so thrilled to partner with Monday.com on this episode. That's the project management tool that changed the way I approach my work on a daily basis. So if you want to get started on your free trial right now, head to Monday.com/golddigger and get ready to organize and integrate your processes and your procedures. Let's jump on in. Are you ready? You guys know Dean. He's my business coach, and he's constantly challenging me to uplevel my business and to dream bigger and create systems and hit that next level of success, which, let's be honest, for me, that looks like freedom. In one of our coaching conversations that was aired on this show, he brought up the term SOPs. And I swear that my mouth went dry and my palm started sweating as I tried to remember what the heck that acronym meant. And I racked my brain to think, do I have those? An SOP is a standard operating procedure, or in a term that I like better, a workflow, a process, or a step-by-step system that yields an end result. Well, sure, I had systems, maybe not for everything, but once I found my footing in that combo with him, I realized that I had way more work to do in this area. Dean recommended a few books that would help me create more processes. I think because he could hear that level of stress in my voice when I explained that as a new mom, I felt like I was carrying the weight of the world and the needs of a team of 10. And I felt like I was the one that was dropping the ball and missing action items all the time. To put it frankly, as a part-time working mama who could only get a few hours a day to work, mostly during nap time, I felt like I was failing and finishing my days more frazzled than accomplished. After talking to Dean and attempting to read a book all about SOPs, only to have my eyes glaze over and come to the realization that they were just step-by-step lists or the exact process to get that end result, I set the book down and got to work. All that I had to do was break down the steps and create that process, and then we can duplicate and replicate those processes over and over and over again. Think of tasks that you do on a monthly, weekly, or daily basis that you could systemize or break up into tiny parts. Like, Think of planning blog content, for example. There are a ton of micro tasks that go into a month of posts. You have to decide on upcoming topics, draft the blog post copy, add an appropriate meta description, category slug, optimize the post for SEO, add a photo, write social copy, and that's just a few of the steps. So if you're struggling to grasp why this matters, imagine that you yourself had to teach someone how to do the things that you do. Like you had to help someone help you. That might help you understand why workflows and processes matter no matter what stage of business you're in. If you're a solopreneur and you don't currently have a team, then having workflows helps you to deliver a consistent branded experience over and over and over again. As a wedding photographer, I had a paper chart glued to my wall where I would check off each email, each touch point, contract, spreadsheet with clients. I think of it kind of like as this olden day non-digital version of Monday.com. It helped me to watch this process that each client was going through and to solidify my brand experience to be exceptional. I mean, I wasn't named the top wedding photographer in Wisconsin 3 years in a row for nothing. Systems allow you to deliver an exceptional and consistent experience no matter what type of business you run. They're critical, even if it's just you and your keyboard, so that each and every day you know exactly where you're at and what needs to happen to finish your day feeling accomplished. While it's critical to have processes and workflows as a solopreneur, it is even more important if you plan to hire an assistant or build a team in the future, because it's going to allow you to be able to hand off your exact process to someone else and give you a space to see their progress, to keep tabs on the tasks, and to follow up. Listen up, this might be you, because one of the biggest hesitations that I often hear when it comes to hiring is that people grumble about the amount of time it's going to take for them to train someone. Hi, hello, if you have processes and workflows and you have a system, handing over that system is way easier than trying to walk someone through the way you do a task. In fact, I'd argue that establishing these workflows now should be a top priority in your business, because as your business grows, you'll likely need a hand, and having an easy to follow system will make hiring and training way easier for everyone. If you currently have an assistant or a team, then it's even more important to be using a project management system like Monday. I remember listening to a CEO of a multi-million dollar business frantically jump onto Instagram stories asking what they should do when COVID forced their offices to close and their team had to start working virtually. I honestly couldn't believe a company of that size didn't have a project management system in place already. A system like this will take your business to the next level, help you define roles, assignments, and tasks out to your team so that you can be a better leader, and so that every day when your team logs in, they know exactly what their tasks are, what their priorities are, and what you're working on. I love that inside of Monday, we can all collaborate on tasks. We can assign tasks to one another, comment back and forth with tags. You can drop in documents, links, and you get to visually watch a project progress. One feature that I love and I think is key for communicating while something is in progress is the status column feature. It eliminates back and forth emails or too many notifications on Slack. Anyone on the board can update custom statuses for each task. So if the status is set to in progress, my team knows that I'm getting things going for that task. Or say one of my team members updates a status to stuck or needs approval. At a quick glance, I know that I need to check in with that teammate or click on the linked document to read through copy or approve new graphics. You probably know that my entire team of 10 has always been remote, so it can be even more of a challenge to follow up on every last piece of a big project puzzle. But instead of emails and Slack messages and Zoom meetings, I can look at the Monday board and we can all keep our heads down in our work. That's where we're best suited. Finally, when a task is completed, we get to mark it complete and see that glorious green box signifying that we've just crushed another step in our project. Having this system for my team has eliminated a million Slack messages with that passive-aggressive just checking in on how things are going, and it allows us to see what's in progress, where someone is stuck, and what the due date for something is. Before we had our project management system, one of the things that I noticed was that my team had a million different methods for tracking their processes, from Google Sheets to Google Docs to pen and paper planners. And I'll be honest, I was worried that not everyone would buy into using one project management tool. In fact, I was really hesitant to push it on our team. So first, I adopted it. Slowly, they started seeing me using it. And then we started scooting every process of our business onto it. Now, the best part is that everyone's lists and boards are entirely customizable to the way that they like to work. So you can change labels, layouts, colors, columns. I'd bet that you could take any other system of tracking and create a Monday board for it in under 20 minutes. It's that easy to fit to your work style. So are you starting to feel like developing processes or SOPs should be on your list of priorities? But like, where do you even begin? The best first step is to start pinpointing and putting together a list of your biggest tasks. By biggest, I mean the ones that make you money or are infused into your daily or weekly work life. For photographers, maybe it's communicating with potential clients, getting contracts signed, or editing a shoot. For online boutique owners, it could be filling orders, emailing your email list, or adding new merchandise to your website. Write down a list of your needle movers, those broadest and most bird's eye level work tasks. And before you get yourself worked into an overwhelmed, dizzy spell looking at all the things that you do to keep your business going and growing, I'll walk you through our project management workflow that takes my overwhelm away every single time. About 4 months later, after that call with Dean, I took his advice. Hi, it's me, the queen of implementing. And while I didn't finish a boring business book that he did recommend, I did end up making a massive hire to hire an integrator whose job is to essentially rock the workflows and keep projects on pace. I realized that part of my struggles was that I was the visionary of the brand and the business, but I was also filling the position of being that front person for every single request, project, and the person putting all the pieces of the puzzle together. Honestly, every time I would hear the little ding from Slack, I felt anxious because I knew I was half in on a bunch of projects and not being an effective leader. Hiring a full-time salaried integrator felt like a big step, but at that point, I was ready. As a newer mom, I had gotten good at flexing my I need help muscle, and so this was a necessary next step if we wanted to keep growing and if I didn't want to burn out. I quickly made the new hire, flew my girl Marissa out to Minnesota, and we spent 2 days getting acclimated with my business, my team, and my systems, or at the time, lack thereof. And I remember telling Marissa at the time, I said, yeah, I have a team of six. And then as that day went on, I kept remembering more and more contractors and people who worked in or on our business. I realized in that moment, like, no wonder why I'm feeling stretched. I'm trying to manage upwards of 20 people without having a system or a task list to keep me focused. I am 100% that girl that buys beautiful planners every year, hoping that somehow I'll become that person that journals and writes things down. But that is just not me. I try and try and try, but it just doesn't work for me. So at the time of my new hire, we had zero project management systems in place and a million Google Docs and spreadsheets, each created by the team member to honor their process. Just trying to show Marissa all of the moving parts and explain how we were all doing things differently made my head spin. I cannot even imagine how she felt. Like, how the heck could we combine all of our styles, desires, workflows into one place? I remember sitting in Starbucks with Marissa, who showed up prepared and had done a ton of research on which platform we should use. We opened up a few tabs and spent a few hours looking at all of them, comparing their offers, their capabilities, the design, the interface, their cost. We were literally knees deep in different options, and I was seriously ready to throw in the towel. Like, I needed 8 more oat milk lattes to make it through that meeting. I remember just sitting there with a blank stare on my face and asking her, "Which one excites you the most?" And Marissa pulls up Monday and starts selling it to me. It's beautiful, customizable, easy to create processes, shareable. Now, in the past, I have tried all of the other ones and hated them. Like, I always felt like they were yelling at me with a million emails in my inbox telling me to log in and stay on pace. And they were confusing to follow. And frankly, they were straight up ugly. We looked at all of the options, even set up a few phone calls with teams of other systems, but we kept coming back to Monday. So we just decided on it and signed up. And if I say that my life changed when we did that, I am not lying, not lying one bit. Maybe it'd be helpful for me to paint a pre-Monday and a post-Monday visual of my life before and after we started using them. And this would go for any project management software that you start to use. It can be anything, but creating these systems is life-changing. So pre-Monday, tell me if this sounds like you. I used to log into my computer each day, open up a million tabs, and bounce around from task to task and just wait for someone on my team to Slack me or an email to ring in my inbox or someone to remind me of something that I had forgotten to do. And to be honest, I felt like I was the one person that people were always waiting on. With mom brain and a creative mind that isn't always neatly organized, I would leave my days feeling like I had chased my tail and didn't have anything to show for it. Have you ever felt like that? Like, honestly, I don't know how we survived without having an actual system in place. Now, my life, when I log in daily, I have a task list for my week. My team will go to Marissa, tell her exactly what they need from me. Marissa updates my to-do list, prioritizes my tasks, organizes links, gives me deadlines, adds any notes that I might need to tackle that list, and I know exactly what I need to do and when and what the priorities of the brand are. It has literally been life-changing for me to actually feel like I have a grip on all of the moving parts of the business, and I know what I need to get done before quitting time on Friday. Like, I, as a leader, have become way more efficient and effective, and now I end my days feeling accomplished, focused, and ready for next steps, and I'm confident in what I need to do to continue moving the needle forward. So maybe you're ready to implement. You can head to monday.com/golddigger and start your free trial. Once you're inside, you can create a Monday board for one of those big overarching tasks that you wrote down not too long ago. Then you can add a table to your board and do a little brain dump of every little task that comes to mind to make your end goal that reality. For example here, let's say you're ready to finally carve out time to launch your own podcast, but the roadmap from idea to release has many stepping stones in between. You'll need to determine your concept, finalize your title, draft a show description, write scripts or book interview guests, record the episodes, edit and produce those episodes, write the show notes blog post, prepare social media posts to promote your episode, design the cover art, and the list of subtasks grows from there. Trying to track and manage all of those pieces in your brain will 100% make the project feel really daunting and like a heavy lift. It might even stop you before you even start. And that is the last thing I want for you. So instead, get those moving parts, those subtasks, into a board on Monday. Drag them into sequential order and utilize the features of the tables and fields to make the project not only feel possible, but real. If any of the projects or processes inside of your business feel nebulous and hard to nail down, or you end your days like I did, chasing my tail with nothing to show for it, you will actually be amazed at how the simple task of listing out steps can make even the biggest projects materialize right in front of you. And instead of feeling bogged down or like you're dropping key pieces of an elaborate puzzle, you're going to feel free and focused again. I know this because I have experienced it firsthand. Now, it's wild because I think of this change that took place in about a 9-month period from the time of that call with Dean to this next story that I'm about to share. A lot of changes happened in my business and my life that might not have happened if Dean didn't challenge me to change. I felt lighter, felt happier, felt like we were growing organically, but also in this organized fashion. I was feeling this colossal shift, not just in how I work on a day-to-day basis, but how we run our processes as a business. I became this evangelist. I was literally screen recording videos to show my business friends this new system, swearing that everyone and their mother needed to hire an integrator and create a system like I had, because I went from feeling stressed and burnt out to feeling free and focused and assured that we were, as a team, working towards a bigger mission. Imagine the feeling of knowing that at any given moment, you could open up your to-do list, analyze how much time you had to attack a task, and then hit that satisfying button when something was complete. How would that change the way you approach the work that you do, the way that you feel at the end of the day, the way that you show up for your team or your clients or your family? I had this actual full circle moment when I was at a mastermind in Puerto Rico and Dean was there, and I found myself regurgitating the information that he had taught me, like the SOP stuff, except for I was using my terms of processes and workflows. And I was raving about this new hire, the system that we had put in place, and Monday, the solution that allowed us to implement all these things. And so we're in Puerto Rico and I'm sitting there raving about all these shifts and changes. And to be honest, people could feel them. Like, it was visible in the way that I was communicating and the way that I carried myself. But have you ever had that moment where you're trying to explain something and you're so excited and passionate about it and you know that it's just not translating and you can just tell, like, I wasn't doing any of it justice. So I ran back to my hotel room, snatched up my laptop, brought it back to the table, opened up my Monday board, and here I am with a circle of millionaires and billionaires surrounding me, like high-level CEOs, and I'm showing them how we use this tool, how easy it is to create workflows, prioritize tasks, how this simple shift has allowed us to move the needle and stay on timelines for even the most massive million-dollar launches. Funnily enough, I forgot about that moment because to me, it was just this tiny blip in our mastermind. But I recently did a follow-up call with the people that were there at that mastermind, and a ton of them confessed that they switched over after my quick walkthrough and that they were loving it. Now, I could have spent this episode walking you through SOPs and how to create them and all of that. And I hope that in what I shared, you're starting to see and understand that in order to start, grow, or scale a business, you have to have some sort of system or systems in place. But I wanted to focus on my transformation as a human being. From being a stressed out, frazzled, naptime warrior mama, just trying to stay afloat, to a focused, timely, and a clear leader. I attribute so much of this change in who I am to really getting clear on who we serve, how we do things, and how I want to show up in my business. My biggest encouragement for you today and in this uncertain season would be to drill down into the SOPs in your business and share them with your team. And even if you don't have a team, being well acquainted with your workflows will keep you way more on top of things and consistent for when the time comes that you do want to hire. When things get shaky, busy, overwhelming, or fast moving in business or the economy, this is when you can fall back because you know you have systems that work, that are reliable, and that are completely optimized. I hope that you can see how much it helps to know each and every little step, because if I were to be unreachable ever, like when I was on maternity leave, for example, my team knows the exact protocol to follow to continue producing the same level of work as when I'm there all the time for support. It allows for clear communication and increased efficiency for everyone, and things do not go unnoticed or forgotten as often. Using a tool like Monday can help you dream just a little bit bigger for your business. Do you ever have those conversations with your team or with yourself that start with phrases like, "Wouldn't it be cool if?" Or, "What if we tried?" Or, "I'd love to create." Those dreaming questions that might be the next big needle mover in your business, but they feel a little ambiguous or hazy? Capture those ideas in a Monday board, even if you know you won't have the bandwidth to make them happen just yet. But then down the road, maybe in a few months, when your time or your brain space opens in new ways, you can take one of those big dream tasks, break it down into subtasks, and begin to visualize the steps from hazy dream to crystal clear reality. Get your free trial started at monday.com/golddigger and shoot me a DM at the Gold Digger Podcast when you become fully obsessed with it. Promise you, it's not going to take long. I say to my team all the time, what did we do without Monday? With that, my friends, keep on digging your biggest, organized, streamlined goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Gold Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.